When Sanatan Goswami arrived at Jagannath Puri, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took him to the Siddha Bakul, where he put him in touch with Haridas Thakur, and also he introduced many other devotees to him. Lord Chaitanya told Sanatan, amongst all the different processes that we do in spiritual life, chanting of the holy name is the most important. And also both of you, he said, are very exalted devotees, and you have already developed a great taste for the sweetness of Krishna's pastimes. So live in the association of each other, discuss Krishna's pastimes, and in this way rejuvenate one another's devotional service and delight in the chanting of the holy name. In this way, seeing the chakra of the Jagannath Puri temple every day and offering obeisances and discussing Krishna Katha with one another, you will remain in a very happy state of consciousness. So in this way, Lord Chaitanya advised both of them, and he proceeded to Gambira. So we can see here how Lord Chaitanya delights in seeing the devotees discussing pastimes and chanting the holy name. So when we chant our holy name, when they chant the holy name in the morning, those two of us, we should go to the zone of timelessness. Going to the zone of timelessness means be in the present, and there is nothing else to be done or achieved in life except the chanting of the holy name. Chanting is the culmination. Chanting should not be considered in such a way that now as soon as this 7:15 time comes, I will run from here, as if you are standing in athletic competition. Like you've seen how the athletes stand in a competition, you've seen, you know, with their legs down with both hands like this. If you are sitting like this and are standing like this and chanting, when will the time get over so that I can run and do the day's activities? That is the worst chanting. So forget about all day's activities, because we don't know whether we will survive till 7:15. So when we chant the holy name, it should be understood to be the prayojan. It is actually the love of God. We are given the opportunity to call Krishna's names. There is no hasty thing waiting for you in the outside world. Just like a bird who wanders all around the sky, finally if he comes to the nest, is there a better place for him? That is the best place. While wandering in the outside world, hunters may hit him. There is danger for him. Similarly, all day we are running here and there like the bird wandering in the sky, doing so many activities, and Maya is very powerful. She is like the hunter, all the time trying to hunt us. But when you are in the morning together with devotees, that is like the nest. Just sit, peacefully chant the holy name. There is nothing to be thought about. There is nothing else to be running around that time. There is not a time to worry about anything else. Don't be like athlete ready to run the race. It's a very, very bad consciousness. If you are simply thinking about what will I do at 7:20, or what will I do at 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock or 10 o'clock, it is a useless way of spending the time during chanting. When you are chanting the time, you should think that this is the highest thing I have achieved in life. Now I am in the spiritual world, and there is no more turning to material world now. You are in the spiritual world when you are chanting the holy name. Simply chant the holy name, call Krishna's name and hear. Understand that to be the ultimate attainment that you have attained. There is nothing more to be attained beyond that. So that is why Lord Chaitanya told Sanatan. Sanatan, the most glorious activity is chanting of the holy name. There is nothing beyond that. And you and Haridas Thakur in each other's association reinforce the taste for the holy name by discussing Krishna Katha, and simply spend your time worshipping the Lord and chanting the holy name. Yes, sir. Harinam Prabhu ki.